Sure is, with our special guest tonight, psychic medium June DeYoung. Guess what we'll talk about when we come back? That's right, the other side. June, did you find yourself going into homes to try to cleanse them? Do you do that?
I do that all the time. That's actually the biggest business now.
Is it really?
You can even imagine. That is so off the chart. I actually called a woman with a store, and I said, you know, I want to buy some objects from you, blah, blah, blah. And she said to me, do you clean houses? I have at least 12 calls a day. Can you believe that?
Maybe she meant as a maid.
Oh, no. We talk ghosties, but ghosties are people, too. So we, you know. Yeah.
You never know.
You never know, you know, but anyway.
So when you go to a store, what do you buy? Sage and stuff like that?
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, it's a great question. Oh, my God. Okay, I used sage when I was living in Calabasas, and I got offered doing Jim Morrison. And I didn't even know who Jim Morrison was. I got to tell you, I sang Light My Fire when I was a little girl and created the tent away from the ghosties that I saw that I couldn't identify.
Yeah.
Didn't know who they were, you know, and I did that whole Sixth Sense thing, you know, the chenille bedspread. I did that, you know. I see spirit, though, and people on the other side not bleeding, you know, the way he saw them,
mm-hmm.
Haley Joel Osment. And the way he saw them bleeding and everything, I see them whole. You know, if they lost their legs, I see them whole. If they were blind, they can see, you know, things like that.
Right.
They actually dress up for me. It's really nice. Anyway, so when I got this out of the blue, got offered VH1, I was actually doing the Learning Annex, and I was teaching how to contact the spirit world, right, to try to teach people how to communicate with these people in their homes. So that I didn't have to cleanse all the houses, and so that they could have a little more benevolence, a little more peace in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing this, and my flyer ends up in San Diego, and they call me up. Of course, where all the UFO stuff's going on. And they call me up and go, we have your flyer. You want to teach down here? And I said, well, no, I'm going to San Francisco then to teach.
Yeah, you're on the other side of the state.
Yeah, so I'm like, what do you mean? And they're, no, you're coming down here, and you know, that's why your flyer's on our desk. And I said, no, I'm like this rock and roll psychic chick. And she goes, oh, and about an hour later, VH1 calls her and says, we need a psychic that will channel Jim Morrison of the Doors. And she goes, I don't even believe it. She said the hair stood up on her back, and I end up being called, and I'm like, who's Jim Morrison? And she goes, oh, that's gravy. This is perfect. You are the one we want. You know, he was a rock and roller. And I said, okay, that's good. So, you know, so I took it on. But the only thing I used was sage, and actually use sea salt. I use Haynes sea salt, H-A-I-N brand.
Not the iodized kind.
Yeah, I use the iodized.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. I'm glad you asked.
Not with the little girl with the umbrella.
No, not that one. I use the Haynes brand only, the one with the ocean on it.
Okay.
You know, they have it at Whole Foods. I'm sure with all your listeners, they'll be out of it tomorrow in every store across the country.
Well, I got to tell you, sea salt is good for you.
Yeah.
The other kind, the processed kind, I'm not so sure about.
Well, the iodized I use for clearing houses. Or for energy.
Where do you put it? You sprinkle it all over the place?
Well, when I was at Whiskey A Go Go, which is what they gave me for Jim, right?
That's where they played a long time ago.
Yeah, they gave me everywhere Jim went. VH1 brought me, Channel 2 News brought me, Channel 9 News
brought
me.
But just here, they didn't take you to Paris, did they?
No, it's the only place. Sorry, that's the only place. Sorry, I missed one.
Well, that's where he died.
I know, but he didn't die in the bathtub. That's the whole other deal. He actually died in bed, and they moved into the bathtub, and he got wet, of course, and they were not French citizens, and they couldn't take him and move him the way they move Marilyn Monroe from bed to bed. You know what I mean? But they, you know, place to place.
Now, wait a minute. Go back a little bit. So you're saying that he did not die in the tub?
Correct.
How do you know this?
Oh, and you're the first one that's allowed me. You're finally going to put Jim to peace, let me tell you. How I know this is because over and over again, Morrison has driven it home to me. I have met more friends of his photographer, Henry Diltz, I've met. They all come to me.
Have you met his two other band members?
Oh, Rain Man Zarek apparently is afraid of me. That's what I was told.
He's been on the show, and Robbie Krieger. Good guys. Both good guys.
Good guys. Really good guys.
Yeah.
But they said he was all freaked out when, you know, when he heard that a chick is doing Jim Morrison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, doing him. That's a, you know, it's hard when I say that.
You mean as a psychic?
Yes. And they're like, Jim is in June's body. But you know what? No, spirit comes in your aura. And that's when you're able to gain information.
Well, you know, I asked them both, first of all, if Jim was still alive. And they said, no, he's dead. So you believe that, too.
I believe he's dead, too. Some guy in Oregon keeps telling me he's Jim. And I'm like, don't think so.
No, he wants you to go to Oregon. Don't do it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's right.
So anyways, so Morrison is channeling through you?
So it has been, let me tell you, it has been the craziest thing I could ever think in a million years. I will hear, ever since that day, that Beth Pahalik calls me from VH1 and she says, you want to do this with Henry Alfred? And, you know, I studied comedy. Like you said, I was an actress. I did improv. I did, and I lost a job playing a psychic because I can't play a psychic because, you know.
You are one.
Thank you. Yes, you can't be what you, is that so wild? You know, I mean, you just can't play that. It's like, I guess if I was an attorney, to play an attorney would probably be a really tough thing.
No, it is tough. Right? I mean, I'm on, for example, Ancient Aliens on a History Channel, but I'm me.
Yeah.
I'm me. They're interviewing me because I'm me. I'm not acting. I'm not being someone else.
Yeah, they wanted to put a turban on me and give me the crystal ball thing. I don't think I've ever had a ball. I have balls, but I don't have crystal balls. So it's like, you know, if you live in Jersey, you know, you watch the Jersey Shore. I just heard the advertisement. So it was like, you know, you've got to be a strong person when you live on the East Coast and you know, and you pound the pavement in New York and you come to L.A. and you got to go, you know,
all
fight
right.
a whole other.
So anyways, show. Tell me what Morrison told you about his death.
Well, he said that he was in the bed and he took these blue pills. And he, of course, had a bunch of alcohol, and he had heart pains, lung pains, and fluid in the chest, and couldn't breathe, and was gone, and then they showed up and threw him in the bathtub. And so once he was wet, they all frantically ran around his body, you know, freaking
all right, but
out.
But he does say he did have an OD.
Yeah.
He did overdose.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Died in 71.
He did. He did OD. And I used sage to bring him in. Back to your sage thing. And sage was, wow. That was intense. Now, that's if you want to bring in Native American spirit and all of that. The Native Americans are not too happy on the other
side.
Well,
now, how do you use it? And you were mentioning iodized salt, how you use that. What do you do with it?
It's a way of protection. Like Henry Alfred said, is Jim going home with us? Oh, God. You know, because he freaked out when we were doing this. And I just let go, and he flipped out. And I had placed a circle of salt around us to protect us. And what it does is it raises the level of vibration in a room.
Okay.
I read 200 people in 3 days in Florida.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot.
And it was like, take a hand. What do you get? This. Take a hand. What do you get? That. Take a hand. What? And it was constant. It was constant day and night till, you know, I couldn't stand up anymore. But it was.
You got to be careful, June. I mean, that's what killed Edgar Casey. He broke himself down.
Oh, I, you know? I'm getting it now. I'm really getting it. I'm telling you, I'm really getting it. It's so intense now. I mean, I don't know how he did that. I don't know how he was able to have that kind of career.
It caught up to him. That's what I'm saying. Be very careful. So you sprinkle salt and it increases the vibration in the room. Spirits can't get into you or what?
What happens is it raises the level of vibration and you can program it. Like the producer when I was in Florida said to me, you've got everybody all happy. can you change that? I said, yeah, I can have everybody release energy, release pain. Let me go get the salt. And he says, we don't have time for that. I said, no, if you want this and you want it on camera,
do it right.
Let's do it, you know? So he's like, all right. You really think this is going to work? And I go, yeah, and he sees me doing a spiral of salt, you know? And I learned that from some of the mediums, the best mediums in the world. And anyway, I did the spiral of salt. We put the chair over it, and as I did the spiral of salt, you chi your hands 36 times, right, first. So that means you take your left hand like you're looking at it, okay, your palm facing you with the thumb out to the left, and you take your right hand and you go counterclockwise over it with salt in the middle of it. And you spiral it on the ground in a counterclockwise motion. And you spiral that underneath the chair, but you say, okay, please come here and, you know, the guides come in and please allow me to release the pain from these people, release the suffering, release the grief, allow me to release their grief, their pain instantly, quickly, allow them to let go, allow them to cry it out, allow them to feel a burden off their shoulders, okay? So anyway, I'll do that kind of prayer while I'm doing it. And they sit down. And they were all crying. He said, okay, we got enough of that on film. What can you do next?
Right? So he's like, he's interrupting your whole program, basically.
He totally was. But we put person after person after person, men, women. Now, you know, to get men to cry, let me just tell you, you know, that's the hardest thing. When I met Pierce Brosnan, he taught me something, too. Talk about protection.
He's a nice guy.
A really nice man. Oh my God, what an amazing person. And a great painter too, like a painter channel.
We almost had him on the show about 8 months ago. He couldn't get in at that time. And then we haven't connected, but he'd be a great guest.
Oh, he'd be fabulous. He is so incredible. And I met him before he married Keely Shea. I met him through Kevin Costner's photographer, who called me up out of the blue. And about a week before, I bought a dress to meet Pierce Brosnan.
You did the girl thing?
I did the girl thing. I said, I'm going to buy a dress. So I bought this Raquel Welch gown, right? You're going to laugh. My neighbors all know about me. I'm just nuts. Okay. So anyway, so I buy this gown, and I go, this is my Pierce Brosnan gown. I'm going to meet Pierce Brosnan. And I put it in the closet, right, in plastic. Right, I went to Macy's, okay?
Right.
So I go and I hang it up in the closet. So about a week later, Ben Glass calls me up and says, what are you doing? I got back from shooting Dante's Peak. And I said, oh, okay. I don't know. I'm not doing anything. He goes, well, do you want to come down to Planet Hollywood? And I said, for what? And he says, well, I'm here with Pierce Brosnan. We're watching Trainspotting. And I see you're kidding, right? You're there with who? You know, and I was just like numb.
So you bought the dress not knowing you were going to meet him?
No, I just did it to manifest.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That makes it even a better story.
Isn't it a better story?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right, so you manifest this meeting, you buy this outfit, you put it in the closet, and all of a sudden you get this shot to meet him.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm like, how long do we have to get there? It was like that. Ben goes, well, we're going to be here all night. You know, we're going to, you know, shoot pool after. I don't know where we go after or whatever. I said, okay. So I'm frantically showering and makeup and whatever. And you know what I mean? It's one of those moments. And so I call up my friend Annette and I go, you know that dress I bought? You're going with me. So she goes, no way. What do I wear? I said, I don't know.
No,
I'm prepared. You're not.
Yeah,
okay?
not your fault.
Let's talk about it, right? So this is how you manifest. Backwards thinking, contrary thinking. So anyway, so I go down there with her, and we're sitting there, and she must have hit me till I was black and blue. You know, it's that kind of thing. Oh,
one of those elbows.
Here.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So and I thought, why am I here? That's all I thought was, okay, so I guess I knew this was coming. I bought the outfit.
You created it.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
So it was so crazy. So I sat with him and the cast and everything. It was so cool.
By the way, let me point out that you are a consultant to the entertainment industry. So people understand you're not like a groupie girl or anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not a groupie. I'm just like, it just, things happen.
Yeah.
And I end up with these directors or people that give me, you know, put your hands on my script.
It's your job. They call you for this.
They do. They call me, and they call me to Universal, and they send the car and whatever, and you know what I mean? And I'm sitting in the back of the car writing notes feverishly, automatic writing on the way, you know?
So they're into this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they want to know where the script should go, what to name it, who to put in it. You know, is it Jim Carrey? Is it Morgan Freeman? Who's, you know, is it Costner or Clooney? Is it, who do I put in it, you know? And how are the angels portrayed? And how, half the time they don't listen to me. Like, I'm like, no, there's this sound on the other side. Like, Danny and I believe in Stephen Halpern's music I use every day.
Great guy.
Oh, love Halpern. And so Halpern has the gift of the angels, which is like the sounds of the other side that I heard when I went over there. And also he's got like Spectrum Suite and relaxation suite, and chakra suite is Spectrum Suite. And I use all of those on a daily basis to keep myself sane, you know? And so...
Wait a minute. You're sane?
Sort of, I guess. Well, this world's crazy. I can consider myself sane, right?
Yeah, that's true. I'm kidding. I'm playing with you.
So watch out, I'll squeak. So, okay. So anyway...
You do have a squeaky voice when you laugh.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. I'm having too much fun. This is a great show. You're fun.
You know what? It's real. You know?
It is.
It's about life, and that's what makes it so exciting. Wait till you get phone calls next hour. That'll be fun.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a blast. I love it. I hope I get wild phone calls.
Let's,
you know,
talk a little bit, June, about some of your predictions for the future.
Okay.
I mean, I've gone through a lot of things you've done. And, you know, they've occurred.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of things have been the tsunami. You've talked about Hurricane Irene. You've talked about a lot of different things. But what about the future? What do you see coming up in the next year or two here?
Well, what's weird is, I mean, I saw the 9/11 happening in March before the event.
Did you know where it was going to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was because I had a woman from... CBS come, a woman from NBC come, and Harold Lloyd's family come, and it blew my mind.
My daughter saw it a couple days before, did not know it was a terrorist attack. She did not see planes and did not know where it was. All she said was, Dad, I'm walking on the streets of a big city because I see skyscrapers. It could be Chicago, L.A., St. Louis, Detroit, could be anywhere. But she says, I see ash falling from above, and she and I thought it might have been some kind of volcano or something, and this ash was falling like crazy. But a couple days later, that's exactly what she saw and what happened in New York. People were, you know, the rubble was coming down on them in little ash-like flakes, and she saw that, but she didn't know where it was or what it was.
It's really something. My friend Muckle was on his second day of work in Tower 2, and he passed on.
Yeah, that's
but
sad.
He, unbelievable.
But so you saw that, and you knew it was New York.
I knew it was New York because these people were going. I kept hearing 11 and 77, 11 and 77. I said to this woman, are you on flight 11 and 77? And she said, those are the flights that I take all the time.
Oh.
And I said... through the what? And so I said, I wouldn't take them. She says, it's like $2,000 to like change my ticket. I said, I don't care. I wouldn't take them. Your grandfather's.
And how far in advance were you telling her this?
March.
Okay.
And I, you know, and when you get it, you might as well just listen. Do you know what I mean? Because you don't know. I wasn't getting a time period. I wasn't getting
that. That's the most difficult thing, isn't it?
It's the hardest thing. The tsunami I got, the time period. There was also, and he's listening tonight, is Corey Rizika. And Corey, it was amazing. He came to me, and his grandmother, it was around the time of the Pierce Brosnan thing, and his grandmother was holding a brick.
Let's come back to that story when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. We'll take your phone calls next hour with the psychic medium, June DeYoung. And by the way, thanks for going way past 100,000 Facebook followers. Really appreciate that. And if Those of you who want to continue to follow us, simply go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Facebook icon up there in the corner of the right side of the homepage, and there you go. And welcome back. We're with June DeYoung. She's got a blog, by the way, where she puts some world predictions on it. We'll talk with her about that in a second. June, tell us about this story now with Corey. What was that?
Oh, well, this is really wild. Anyway, Corey came to me, and I saw his grandmother on the other side, and she was holding a brick. And I said, your grandmother's here. Her name's Agnes. And he says, yeah, I had a grandmother named Agnes. And I said, she's like, brick. And she's holding a brick in one hand, and she's going, And I said, normally they talk to me, and I'm getting this, I said, did she have a problem talking? He goes, no, her name was Agnes Bricka. And I said, oh, my God. So we had a good laugh over that, right, you know? And we went into this whole thing, and I said to him, you know, you have to change, jobs. And I said, all of a sudden, I see this airplane. And it was a Detroit Delta crash. And anyway, I saw this airplane blowing up. And his grandmother said, please don't allow him to get on the plane. And that's a tough one for me to relay to somebody. So I try to do it in a nice way. I go, you know what? There's a plane, 858, whatever, you know, and I, you know, and I'll go through this thing. You know what? You really need to change jobs. Don't take this flight pattern. So I'm really nice about it, you know. And this one, he just kept going at me going, you know what? What if I board the plane? What happens if I board the plane, right? He just like kept going at me. He was so awesome, you know, and because he really wanted to confirm it, because it's a big job change to change cities, to change states.
Oh,
to,
sure.
You know, I mean, it's a huge move, and I know exactly where he's coming from. He's a great guy. And if I were him in his shoes and some girl, this visionary, says, oh, I see this movie, and your grandma's here, you know, and she's holding a brick, and she says, don't get on the plane. You know, wow, you got my grandma, but I don't know, you know? So two other people came, and all of a sudden, I get this pop-up. Now, if it's someone living, I get a pop-up, almost like someone's holding, you know, a stick with a face on it kind of thing, right? And I see his face, and I go, you know Corey. And the guy goes, I do. So you figured out who sent me. I said, you tell him to not get on the plane. His grandma says not to get on the plane. You know, that's the Jersey way of saying it, right? Well, he sent somebody else too. And I get the pop-up again of Corey's face. And I'm like going, okay, I'm being tested, right? Because normally I know who referred me or what show or something. I always ask. And these people wouldn't give it to me. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So anyway, and I don't blame him at all. And I continually said that. Well, he made the job change. God bless him. He made the job change. He's incredible. And not only the time of day, and he'd be the first one to tell you, and the time of day, the flight number, the pattern, the weather conditions. He's the one that saw it on the news. I'm too busy. I don't even have the TV on. As a matter of fact, where I just moved now, I don't even have a TV.
Incredible. I used to drive where that plane crashed to Detroit.
Oh, you're kidding?
All the time. And that was a big crash. 154 people died back. That was in 87 or something like that.
See, I kept hearing death or disfigurement, and I'm not a doomsayer. I'm not at all. And seeing these world events scares me. You know, and now I see more of them without having a television, which is very strange for me. I see them clearer. So I've been debating, do I get a TV or not? And I really want a television. But I feel that maybe even the feed or the signal or the something like that affects my psychic ability. I find myself seeing more world events and more things for other people to save them and to help them in this time of need. And I love being, you know, doing TV. I love having a TV on. I love watching Bravo. I love watching, you know, news channels.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be throwing on Anderson Cooper when a world event happens, and I'll be going, okay, what are you doing? You know, or you know, used to be Larry King or whatever. You know, and you watch these, and you're watching the play-by-play, and you're seeing the tsunami, and you're seeing the footage over and over again. But I don't know if that also makes me see other world events? See, I've been analyzing this. Does it help me to see other world events, or does it take me away from it?
Well,
right.
Only
and
you would know
that psychic ability.
Only you would know.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that over the next few years. I'm sort of testing myself.
All right, let's talk about the future here, June. What are you seeing out there?
I actually, the most recent thing that I've been seeing are these six planes. And they're small planes. And you know how we've had those little crashes recently, like air show crashes?
Yes.
It's not that. It's not that.
Okay.
It's six, and it's over the United States, and it's six small planes simultaneously blown. And I've had a few clients where I see the planes, and I'm looking at them, and all of a sudden I see the planes.
What are they doing, these planes?
I see them taking off, and it's almost like orchestrated that they're in the air, and I don't see them colliding into anything. I don't see them colliding into a building. You know, like with 9/11, I saw the building, and I saw, and it's funny, I didn't see the plane go into the building. I saw the explosion. I heard the 11 and 7.
All right, but do you see these six little planes blowing up?
Yeah, I do.
All right, in the air. Obviously.
Yeah, and they're small planes. They're like, you know, Cessna planes, you know, like jets, like private jets.
Could they be over six different cities?
Yes. And that's what I feel. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if anyone is, and I also see the bridges under attack again. The bridges keep coming up. I see the problem with the water in Chicago. I have gotten and I'll give you how sometimes the news feed comes into me is like I go to dream and somebody shows me a water bottle and they hand me a water bottle and they expand the UPC code on the water bottle. And I see 007008 and that's not 007. We're not going back to Pierce Brosnan, but it's like 007008, right? And I go, okay. Now what? You know, and I hear this little news radio thing that says, in Malibu, Sacramento, San Francisco, Sherman Oaks, the water is tainted. Please don't drink 007008. You know,
so you hear it like a broadcast?
Blah, blah, blah. I do. I hear it just like a broadcast. That's why I'm worried about getting a TV. You know, I really want a TV, but I'm like, I'm getting them like broadcasts. And I'm also in them, like where I see where I knew it was the East Coast. Like I saw my father standing next to me, and I could feel the mist, and I could smell the mist. And you know how the East Coast smells different than the West Coast water. Jersey has a particular smell, you know, the water. And I'm like, I'm standing there at the water's edge, and I see the waves, and then I see people in the water screaming for help. And I'm terrified. You know, I see the wave coming. And that wave you and I discussed.
The tsunami.
Yeah, the tsunami. And I see Maine underwater. Beautiful Maine is underwater. And
because of a tsunami as opposed to, you know, high seas, you know, increasing sea levels?
No, that is a different event. You are right. That is a very different event. The Maine comes from a different event. The wave over the East Coast is very heavy duty, and that I believe is the tsunami. And I don't see that hitting Maine. I actually see, you know.
I'm telling you, this is what's so bizarre about what you've just said, because one, you have no idea who my first hour guest is tomorrow, because he has no idea that he's on yet. But the plan was to talk about what is happening right now at the Canary Islands and the possibility of it creating a tsunami that can hit the eastern coast.
Wow.
And the fact that you would even bring that up at this point is absolutely bizarre.
Well, you know, it's even, I got to tell you, it's even more crazy. I was on with Corey today, and what a great guy. Like, put me on with some people there, and I said Texas out of my mouth. I kept seeing Texas while I was talking to him. His people give me world events for some wild reason, you know. And I saw Texas, and I was like, oh, I have to tell George about this. I saw something after Corey came to me, and I had forgotten about this, but this is the time period of when it's going to happen. And I had seen Katrina, you know. I had seen Katrina. before it was coming. This is different. This is a flight. I see one from Texas headed to Florida during the day, and I see it going down over the Gulf. I also see one from New York orchestrated going towards Florida at the same time, like Florida and the Gulf. You know what I mean? Like they're both going down. And during the day, I see bodies in the sunlight, and this kills me. I see bodies in the water, and I see the sunlight on the waves, and I see suitcases, and I see all of that. And I mean, I've had spirits say, hey, get waterproof luggage, but you know, this is beyond waterproof luggage.
That's right.
You know,
and who cares about luggage at that point?
At that point, you don't care about luggage. And that I see, and then I see something coming out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
It's in D.C.
858. I didn't even know where it was, which is so crazy. I just kept hearing Ronald Reagan Airport, 858-838. And now, if it's 838 or 858, it could be the time, or it could be the flight number.
Flight numbers could be flight numbers.
So it's, yeah. And so I wouldn't fly at that time, whether day or night, and I wouldn't, and I would not fly on those planes. And that came through a client of mine that I read named Wanda, and that was coming off of her. And the other night I was on with Malaysia, a woman from Malaysia, and I saw this quake in Malaysia in like mid-January. They kept saying mid-January, and I saw this woman, and I saw this man that she knew. And he was like an architect or something to do, you know, buildings. So I saw him rushing to a building because the building had problems because of a natural disaster. And it went over and over and over again in my head all night long. And all I saw was this building shaking in Malaysia. I had to actually go on the internet and to wake up, go on the internet to even look and to see if buildings even look like that in Malaysia, and they do. So it blew my mind, and I'll hear it mid-January, and I'll hear it, and I'll see the picture, and I'll feel it as if I'm there. In the dreams, it's so 3D. Under hypnosis, when I see the fires or I see something, you know, something like Katrina, for example, there was a guy, I helped him win a case. I help a lot of attorneys or clients win cases. Sometimes an attorney hires me to sit in the back of the courtroom. And I did the law on Harry McGraw, you know, with Jerry Orbach. It was awesome. And I played an attorney for a little over a year. And, anyway, attorneys now hire me to sit in the back of the courtroom and give notes, you know, to them on each party, what I feel about each party.
What you feel, the perception and everything else.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Oh, it's so amazing.
June, well, how do people track you? You know, what do you have for people to sign up? What's out there?
Oh, yeah. I have a world prediction blog. And what I'm doing, because I do see a lot of
you have a website?
People, I do have a website, and I had it built, but I actually, it's going to be changed. It's going to be changed in October. It's coming back up again.
Okay, that's what, because I don't have it.
Right, and it's junedeyoung.tv, and that will come up. I know a lot of questions on Facebook about that. That will come back up. It was up, but it was done very entertainment-wise. It wasn't done with what I'm working with now. And I have a new blog that will be coming up also in October. And I started writing it, and I have it together. But the web designer, I'm changing. So that's the only reason why they don't have an address for the blog yet, but anybody can write me. We got coast to coast with June at gmail.com, and they can write me there, and I will send them info on the blog. And what I'm doing is I'm creating a product line. I was in clothing. I was in the clothing business for a long time, and I'm creating T-shirts and candles to calm people down. And, you know, I have an aromatherapy set of scents that are based on a crystal technology. And I am making a product line that gives back, that will help to feed people in America when it's time, which is coming. And it's time now, you know. But it's coming. It's coming in a big way. And I want to be part of that helping hand to it. I give bunnies to sick kids in hospitals already, little stuffed bunnies to
kids. Good for you. But you know, that makes a huge difference for them.
It does. They have nothing to hold on to. When I was a little kid and I had a bunny, stuffed bunny, I didn't think I'd be a bunny. But, you know, I don't see any bunnies giving back. And I want to take every Playboy bunny in history and say to them right now, you know, you should be doing charity and be blessed to be here and give back. And because they all are coming back up again. He's bringing every club back again and the notoriety back. So let's use that to help the world in some way or another. I do Charity Buzz every, pretty much every month or do some sort of charity endeavor because I'm blessed to be alive and to breathe after the cancer, after the deaths. And I'm really, really blessed to be here. And I know I sound like I'm pledge night right now, but, you know, I see so much happening, George. It's just, it kills me in my heart, you know?
June, how'd you get named Miss UFO?
Well, it was funny. I was in the DMV.
Miss UFO.
This is a great story. I was in the DMV, and I was going to get a license plate with my dog's name on it. And I was in Thousand Oaks, and I walked in, and I said, oh, I want Mr. TC on my license plate. And the woman says, Mr. TC. I said, wait a minute. I'm going to go to the ladies' room. I'll be back. And my best information comes in the ladies' room. Even before I start a session with a client, I'll go in there and wash my hands and clear myself and hear voices. I think most people think in restrooms. It's sort of funny. And so I close the door, I hear, Miss UFO. And I'm like, Miss UFO, what the heck is that? Right? So like, I hear that in my head. I'm like, that is crazy stuff. So I said to the woman, do you have Miss UFO? Can I change that if I don't like it? Because I go with everything I hear. You know, I'm not going to go against it. So she goes, yeah, it's $45. Go ahead. You know, and I get the plate and I order the plate. And I'm still like going, what does that mean? You know, so a week later, I get a phone call. Do you want to host a show? It's called In Contact. Do you want to host a show? It's on UFOs and da-da-da. Do you want to work for a magazine? Do you want to interview people like Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica and Tracy Torme and Fire in the Sky and all of these things? Do you want to be that entertainment, you know, UFO reporter? Do you want to help abductees, which I ended up counseling abductees.
Yeah.
Their fear, you know, I still do that. And do you want to help them? What do you want to do? And I said, sure, I'll do the magazine thing. I'll go interview, you know, Richard Hatch, and we became good friends. And I'll go interview Tracy, and I'll go, you know, to the premiere and sit with Robert Patrick. Nice. You know what I mean? There were so many nice things that came out of it. How many UFO films, right? How many celebrities to call on, and I'd interview them, and most of the time do the interviews in the middle of the night and go to CBS and, you know, and have amazing meetings. That's how I got to do the daytime Emmys, even, through the UFO stuff. I mean, you just never know. And a lot of the comedians, like Gary Muldeer, told me he saw a UFO. And, like, you know, a lot of people tell me things. I was doing 30-something as an actress. I'm in one of these trailers, you know, and I'm there for 6 hours with one of the actors, and he's telling me about his UFO experience talking aliens. And I'm going, I can't even believe this. So the plate comes the week that they name me Miss UFO in the magazine.
See, how about that? I mean, you are psychic, no doubt about that. We're going to take this quick break. We're going to come right back with June DeYoung, and we'll take your phone calls as we talk about the psychic world. And we'll get you some information on her Facebook and how you can find her blogs when we come back.